from KQED.
Well, the AAA predicts that, gas prices be damned, more than 4 million Californians will take to the roads this Memorial Day weekend. Many will be using GPS devices instead of those old paper maps. They make it super easy to find out-of-the-way places, and that's causing something of a headache for people living near the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles, as Colin Berry explains.
Please proceed to the highlighted route, then the route guidance will start.
Hop into any rental car in L.A. and type Hollywood sign into the GPS, and you're off on a turning, twisting drive deep into Beechwood Canyon.
Proceed about 1 mile to Franklin Avenue.
There are actually two great places to see the sign close up. Yet at one crucial intersection, instead of directing you towards the wider, safer vista above Lake Hollywood, the GPS points you to a narrow residential cul-de-sac.
In a quarter of a mile, left turn, onto Deronda Drive.
Besides a killer view of the sign and a hiker's entrance to Griffith Park, Deronda Drive is also famous these days for gridlock, as tourists and rental cars try to navigate tight U-turns, double park, and snap souvenir photos. On this weekday afternoon, Gregory Battle has come with his daughter and some friends from Sweden. He's an Angeleno who hasn't been up to the sign in years. Battle says his GPS made it easier.
And it helped a little bit because it's a very winding road and they have a lot of offshoots. And you could easily get confused if you didn't have a GPS or you didn't know.
But homeowner Oren Anoush, who's lived at the top of Deronda for 9 years, is feeling annoyed. He likes the view too, but says on Saturday mornings, cars can be jammed up to 10 deep in front of his driveway.
And I think it's ridiculous what's going on here because sometimes even people broke the gate when I'm going out to work. I mean, I need to tow them.
Three groups, really, have a vested interest in this issue. Homeowners trying to use their own driveways, tourists who don't know any better, and L.A. public officials who want to attract tourists while meeting the needs of their constituents. Susan Swan is president of the Hollywood United Neighborhood Council.
For our neighborhood council, it's really how do we get people, the public, up to a public park where there is a vista, safely on public streets where you can't block. You really can't put up the barricades. So how do we do that? And to me as a tourist, I look for the signs. They tell you that you're almost there. Hang on, you're almost there, don't give up, and you'll get there.
But small signs pointing to the big sign have become a touchy subject. This spring, another neighborhood group, the Hollywood Land Homeowners Association, put up signs directing folks away from Deronda. A few got stolen, and the HHA later took the rest of them down. Right now, no one can agree whether they would help or just move the hurt somewhere else. Down on the flats, L.A. City Councilman Tom LaBonge is trying to be responsive. He often powwows with Beechwood residents and says he's working with navigation companies to redirect folks away from the narrowest roads.
Luck would have it, last week, you know who I ran into coming down the street? A Google Maps or VW bug. So we're working that angle to try to change the address for that. We want everybody to come to Hollywood, but we want them to enjoy it and not have the impact that this has created.
Making a change, it turns out, isn't so simple. Kim Isley, a director of corporate marketing for Navtech, one of several GPS providers, says while her company is fully aware of the problem, the sign's lack of an official vantage point has kept Navtech from simply foisting the problem on some other part of the neighborhood. Back at the top of Deronda, homeowner Oren Anoush says he understands people coming up to see the sign. As for how to fix the GPS predicament, he seems as baffled as anybody.
We actually, it's already 2.5, 3 years, we almost live with it. I mean, personally, I don't know what to do, but I don't see any other solutions.
Meanwhile, more tourists are pulling up. Rachel Ma is here from Hong Kong.
And then I saw a friend, like a schoolmate, photo on Facebook, and she went behind the sign, and behind the sign was like the entire view of LA and everything, so we wanted to go hike up to the sign.
As we talk, yet another car is turning around on Deronda.
You have arrived at your destination. The route guidance is now finished.
For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller, and additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Lisa Morehouse did our interview with John Doe. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen, with help from David Marks. The acting senior producer is Victoria Maleone. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a really fun holiday weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com.